This past weekend, Washington State University President Elson Floyd died of colon cancer. He was 59. Floyd headed WSU for 8 years. Lawrence Pintack says he left behind an impressive legacy. Pintack is the dean of the College of Communication and a friend. He says Elson Floyd's biggest accomplishment was to change how WSU is viewed in the state.
When I arrived here 6 years ago, 2 years into his tenure, there was certainly a we're number two mentality. We're competing against UW. We're not quite what UW is. And I think he changed that dramatically. He changed the way the Cougar Nation, Washington State alums, and the people of the state look at this university. People here now realize that we are as good as University of Washington, but we're different. We have many, many different strengths that it doesn't have. And so that change in mindset, I think, is his biggest legacy.
What are some of the things that he did to get WSU to think more of itself and have the state think more of Washington State University?
Well, first of all, it's someone coming in from the outside, as he did, and talking about what this university is and what his vision of the university was, where he thought it could go, and then beginning to implement those many things. The fact that we have dramatically increased our outreach across the state, the new Everett campus, the nascent relationship in Bellevue, the growth of Vancouver, the reinvigoration of the Spokane campus as a medical and health sciences campus, the billion-dollar fundraising campaign. When he walked in and said to the Board of Regents and said to the foundation team that we're going to raise $1 billion, people thought he was crazy, and we have.
Elson Floyd was president of Washington State University during the Great Recession and during some massive cutbacks in state funding for state universities. How did he handle that?
Well, we sat back and tried to absorb these endless cuts from the state capitol for a while. And then he decided that he was going to take a different approach. As the University of Washington was reducing the number of in-state students it was accepting in order to accept more out-of-state students and make more money, Elson said, wait a minute, we're a land-grant university. And a land-grant university is first and foremost dedicated to the people of the state, to training the students of the state. So he said, we're not going to reduce the number of students that we're taking, like UW is doing. We're going to increase it. So overnight, we increased the size of the freshman class by one-third, which by this point now, a few years down the road, means the university as a whole has increased by a third. And that meant that, first of all, we were training more students. Secondly, it also meant more revenues. And it changed the very shape of the university, and it changed the funding model, and it allowed us to grow in many new ways.
In his final 5 months, Elson Floyd helped drive the creation of a new medical school at Washington State University in the face of opposition from many at the University of Washington who claimed that the medical school here was sufficient for the state. How big a part of Elson Floyd's legacy will that project be?
Oh, it'll be a huge piece. If that is not called the Elson S. Floyd College of Medicine, I will be shocked, and it should be. And that project also reflects his commitment to the state and his commitment to WSU's unique role, because that med school is focused on rural health. And instead of building a brand new hospital in Spokane to match the hospital that UW has in Seattle, the students of this medical school will be trained across the state in rural settings. So they will be serving a huge need, and across the nation, there's a huge need for rural doctors.
Do you think the tension over the creation of the medical school at WSU has caused any permanent harm to the relationship between the University of Washington and Washington State University?
Oh, I don't think so. There are many, many, many areas of overlap that most people are not aware of. Plenty of joint programs, plenty of joint research projects. These are the two major universities in the state, and they work hand in hand. And they will continue working hand in hand. Sure, there was some bad blood ultimately over the med school, but also changes in leadership will also address that, I think.
Now the Board of Regents at Washington State University has to fill his shoes. What do they need to do that? What are their choices now?
Well, I personally, and you know, I don't for by any means know what they're thinking. They don't share that with mere deans. But I would say that they have two choices. One is a caretaker president, and I don't mean that in a pejorative way, but someone who's going to come in for the next 5 years or so and finish filling Elson's legacy, complete these projects, get the med school up, grow Everett, etc., but not come in with a whole new vision of their own and not necessarily be a charismatic figure that's trying to fill Elson's charismatic shoes. The other option is, yes, a charismatic leader who's going to come in with a new vision and ideally will continue Elson's projects and finish those, but come in with another new vision, building on the existing vision, reinvigorating people moving forward.
You not only worked with late Washington State University President Elson Floyd, you also knew him. What personal memory comes to mind when you think of him?
Well, we are a college. The Edward R. Murrow College of Communication is a college because of Elson. I'm here as dean because of Elson. But on a personal level, what struck me from very early on, right after I arrived, every time he saw me in a public setting or a private setting, he'd literally drape his arm around my shoulders and say, "We're so lucky to have you." And that has an impact.
Lawrence Pintak, Dean of the College of Communication at Washington State University, speaking about the late WSU President Elson Floyd. He passed away this past weekend after a battle with colon cancer.